Video, 63-year-old woman who was beaten, raped fights for her life in Detroit. By Amy Furr on November 18, 2021. A 63-year-old woman was found beaten following a sexual assault recently in Detroit. And now she is fighting for her life, Fox 2 reported Wednesday. Shirley Bryant is a grandmother who was paying her son a visit on her birthday when she was apparently attacked and left to die. She is one among 14 siblings and cares deeply for her three nieces. We always had great memories with her. She was the auntie that you always wanted because she didn't have any daughters. Mina Regains, one of her nieces, told the outlet. She has three sons, so when she came to Detroit she would spoil us. She belongs to a large family who are working to find the individual who reportedly committed the act. We love her and we are going to find out who did this to her. Trust and believe, that, niece Vera Regains explained. Police said a witness was walking on Joy Road early Sunday when he realized a woman was calling out for help. When he searched near the vacant church, he discovered the woman. Detroit police have since canvassed the area multiple times and Commander Michael McGinnis praised the witness who called 911 but also gave a warning to the individual who was reportedly responsible. It's despicable. It's incredible. I cannot believe what type of animal would do something like this, McGinnis stated. I want to thank the Good Samaritan for taking the action he did. He very well saved her life. To the offender of this crime, we're coming for you and there will be relentless pursuit of you until we have you in custody and bring you to justice for this criminal act. The Detroit Police Department's 10th District urged anyone with information regarding the incident to contact them. The woman is currently at Henry Ford Hospital where she is fighting for her life. The main concern is if she will regain the mental level that she was at. Niece Chiquita Regains told Fox 2, adding, every time we say her name she moves her legs. She can't talk yet, but she will. Family members said she knew the area because she grew up nearby. Bryant remains unconscious at the hospital and is suffering from massive head trauma. However, her loved ones hope she will make a full recovery.